This is Nisa Machmas Muksa. We see he agrees to this, so Machmas Muksa. And Toy speaks over here, the Vadin Avminit, Amish of the Yud Muksa Machmas Smias Toy also says, the Vadin is only a Dichoy Biyamu. The Muksa Machmas Sista Vadin is Yoysichomim Muksa Machmas Smias. The Vadin Muksa Machmas Sista is Mochomer. This is only Dichoy Biyamu. Now again, the beginning of the Gemara, the meeting in Mishnah, we learned. They start off again that Ashrecha b'Shabbos Yom Kippur Mappapish Mitzchayi b'Nashes Chitosik Sheirom. Again, we have to shout out the Churi is a Mumma L'chal Shabbosois. So sorry, Shabbos like a girl and the Shkita should be possum. So we will tell you the question, if not. But tell you one say, if you're doing an Averi once, you don't become a Mumma. And therefore you don't have a Lach of a girl yet. Or else here that's only a Lach of Duba for Hesia. Here maybe was Betzina. So I call upon him, after this shechit alone, you don't become an akum, you don't have a halakha, a mechalish house, the fahesiyam, therefore the Mishnah says the shechit also is kshero. So you only shalom with Rabbanin is also tigana. Again, that the Gemara wants to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be also mechil liyayma. So Tayyus also speaks out, mash mechili though, abel Rabbanin shara bachila. The Gemara wants to say according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be also mechil liyayma. It's a shalos muksa. Well, according to Rabbanan Shita, according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be Mutta Bachilo. The question is, it's Shabbos. How could you do it on Shabbos? So Toys says Shalom about Malicha. Toys says, in case we did a Malicha already, when Namur Toys says, Beloy Malicha Namishar Beyumtz, if you did Ruah, you could eat the meat Ruah, even without a Malicha. Because that's a lot of the dam of an animal is Yasta, it's only Yasta when it's Pirish, when it comes out of the meat. Because when the dam is inside the meat, there's no Yasta teeth of the meat. And then we want to say it's totally in Breira, but we came out nor rebuked himself, does not hold from Breira. So first he wanted to bring the proof was from the Hichos of Ervin. Again, that halacha was Eruvit Chumim, that halacha is we know before Shabbos, if you want to walk more than Alpayim Amah outside the city, you have to make an Eruvit Chumim. So Minastam, you put it on one side, and on that side you can walk 4,000 Amis. The question is though, let's say you don't know which side the Chacham is going to come, and you want to go to hear the Chacham's Rosha, so one answer is before Shabbos, put it down on both sides of the city, and you'll be Mavar to you on Shabbos, whichever side the Chacham is, that's the side you want to go to. So more Medechilik, that's only if there's one Chacham coming, and the Teretz was that the Chacham already arrived before Shabbos on that side of the city. It's only a certain you did not know which side he came on. So therefore, when you put down your Eruv, Ben Ashmoshet, it's Chal right then. Like it's only Yechzorn, you just do not know. There's nothing to be Mavaya tomorrow. Right now it is Yidur, which side he's there, just you don't know about it. So that's not called Brera, that's called the Stama Kanai. Mashenka, the case is where, let's say, two Chachamim are coming tomorrow, and you don't know yet which side you want to go to, which one you want to hear. If you want to first decide tomorrow which one you want to go to, that's totally in Brera. Brera means you make like a Sufik Chalais now, even though we do not know for sure where it is right now, but you make it now Menas Sofek al Menas, that later on you'll be Mavir, later on you'll tell us exactly which one you want. So that's a Shaila, how to learn what the Chesor and the Breira is. Someone, there's no such thing as a Sofek Chalais. When you make something, it has to be Chal Avadi 100% right now. You can't make something to be Chal on a doubt, and to be Mavir later. That's what some learn. Other learn, no, it could be Chal on a Sofek. Just that we say that you have to wait till tomorrow or later to see the Mavayir, that you can't do. You can't be Mavayir later for now. That's the Chesaron of Breira. So you want to say that that's the Chesaron according to Yehuda, that Yehuda does not hold from Breira. So that was the Shaila again. How could you make a Shechita on Shabbat, on Yom Tov? The animal is not Oim L'Achila. That was a proof we had to say no, that according to Yehuda, a Stam animal is Oim L'Achila. It's called an Eichel. Therefore, that cannot be the muksa according to Rabbi Yudah, the animal is oimid for l'achila. So if the final maskorna wants to say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yudah's din, that there's a muksa machmas mias, and that we slugged up and said now, he only holds muksa machmas mias, not muksa machmas issa, and that's what we're holding right now. Whether he holds an issa machmas, muksa machmas issa or not. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. What? That the Rav said on the Mishnah, it's also treated by Bayim on Shabbos. I want to say, goes according to Yehuda, shall we treat Yehuda? First, I want to say, it's Yehuda, that all this muksa, last Gemara was this muksa of Mias.
So he holds the muksa of Mias, for sure he'll hold the muksa of Issa. So Mor said, no, maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said it by muksa of Mias, where it was the old kli yoshin, a kli cheres. Once you burn it once, it gets all black. But maybe muksa machmas fits like in our Mishnah, the shchita of a beino mishamet lei. So Mor says, in yes, it's not. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says like this. You hold the tezavov and alchon tap. So there's kol neres shomatris. Anywhere in a candlestick made out of a metal. So matalfenoisa, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. It's not called muksa. And Rashi says, why? Metalfen is shalmatchis lemiisa. It's not meat, not disgusting. Even old ones, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos and some for purpose of heta, to keep peiros and to use things with it. But chutz me'aner shadliku b'aviyasa Shabbos. But you can't touch a candlestick that was lit on the Shabbos. Rashi says, boy, if you had a fire lit on it at the beginning of Shabbos, so it's muksa machmas isa. It's muksa at the beginning of Shabbos to move the candlestick, because it's muksa. That's the isa. Lechabe taner, you know how to put out a fire. Nesa gamhu letautol. It's also ben hashmosha to touch the candlestick. And the chiv and shuksla ben hashmosha, shuksla koyim. Since it's muksa for ben hashmosha, that's the klal of rains muksa those Shabbos. Because the Rebbe, you agree, it's a muksa machmas isa. So Rebbe our Mishnah also, in order to make a shchita, it's an isa to do it on Shabbos. So therefore the animal at the beginning of Shabbos is muksa machmas isa. So therefore should be also to eat this meat, the meat of the animal, the whole Shabbos. So Rebbe says, no, the dim is shani, he also made by a mirror, so it's different, to dachileb yadayim. He did an action of pushing it away with his hands, like he went and lit the fire at the beginning of Shabbos. So that shows us that he has no doubt, he has no use for it on the Shabbos. While Shaykh and Rebbehim here, at the beginning of Shabbos, he didn't push it away, even though, like it's by itself, it's muksa machmas issa, not to use it on Shabbos, but he didn't push it away b'yadayim. So maybe it's not chomer the muksa, maybe once you make a shchita on Shabbos, maybe you should be mutatit from it. So you have no proof. So this is Rav Elom Ravashi, Rav Yehuda de Mavashli, Enechanami, our Mishnah is not pshat is kosa muksa. Maybe as muksa, it's not muksa. Since it was an animal before Shabbos and it's still a piece of meat now, could be it's not muksa. But the reason why Rav says trana mishnah, it's also bachilo for distributed halacha. And Rav Yehuda distributed mevashli for cooking something and doing an issur on Shabbos. It's not the learn of this. Ha mevashel b'Shabbos. If a Jew goes and cooks something on Shabbos, so b'shoigi. If he does the other b'shoigi, he forgot today was Shabbos. Lechrez Yoichel. Can I come all you like it? Even he himself could eat it on Shabbos. Is Yoichel. What about the Mezit? Let's say a Jew goes and cooks food on Shabbos. He's doing an Issa. Lo Yoichel. He's not let eat from it. So Rashi says it means Lo Yoichel Boy B'Yom. On Shabbos says he's not let eat from it. Until the evening. Rashi says Uwad Din Lachem. Also it's also you can't eat from it that day. So these are words of Rabbi Meir. So therefore could be on the ear. So according to Rabbi Meir, if you cook something b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat from it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shoigeg yoichad amoytzoy Shabbos. No, even if you only did the other b'shoigeg, still it's like a kenas, you're not allowed to eat from it on Shabbos, you have to wait till moytzoy Shabbos. Yeah. B'mezid, let's say you do it b'mezid, let's say you cook on Shabbos b'mezid, you chayv misa for that, then le'yechlo lomis. Then it's even a knash, you're never allowed to eat from it. Not you, not anybody else. The Rashi said, L'yuch lomis for the day. He can eat it, lomis. I will achrin the shari, but somebody else is mutter to eat it. Rabban only made a knash on him because he did the avera. But on achrin, somebody else did not do the avera, they didn't make a knash. So Kitzab Yudis says, well, if you cook it, do it b'shaygeg. Nobody's allowed to eat it today, but Mitzvah Shabbos, you're allowed to eat from it. Now the guy cooks on Shabbos, but amazing. Then he himself is also loyalim, but for somebody else is mutter of the Shabbos. And through these only mutter abundance. Now Rabbi Yochanan Sandalim, he says, Rashi says, you know what I have hano from the Easter Avera. So since the Avera, even B'shoigeg is called Dirin Avera, therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos it's also been able to have enough from it. Now Rabbi Yochanan Sandalim is the one that said that B'shoigeg Yochanan Moitzah Shabbos, he holds. If you do it, b'shoigeg enechnami, then you'll have either the Moitzah Shabbos lacherim or somebody else. But for no, the person that did the avera b'himus exera shayga got the mezid, he can never eat from it. And the mezid, if a person does the avera b'mezid, that's his chum of Yochanan Sandra Yolds, lo yochra lomis, that he's not allowed to eat from it at all forever, and lo loy, not him, for lo lachem, not anybody else. And there's a shalom of Gemara. If according to Yochanan Sandra, the Jerushim is Yeraisa, it's hard to say Yolds, but Yeraisa it's also. But also, it's also only Knas Midrabonin. Rakopon, he makes the Knas. Rashi says, even Mezla Yochanan Sandra says, love me from Knas, not a Knas. The Rachrim is somebody else didn't do the avera, doesn't pass the Knas. And the Makura Yalf of Yechonim are Bixubis, Rabbi El Maris. He learns that from Psukim. Especially when it's on the Kunt of Yechonim, it's also Midi Raisa. So if you do an Avera B'mezid, it's also for anybody to have a no Lelum. That's for Rabbi Yechon Shita. But the first two Rabbi Yechon Shita hold is no Wissid Raisa, it's only Midi Rabbonim, it's only Knas not to have a no from it. So most like this. So you saw our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Yudhi says, if you do the Avera B'shoigeg, nobody can eat from it. And the Mezid, he can eat a Lomis, but someone else can eat the Shabbos. That's why now Mishnah also, that since you shechted the Mezid on Shabbos, therefore it's also Tidur on Shabbos. And we're going now what? B'shoigeg, he did a B'shoigeg, therefore it's also Shimon for anybody else on Shabbos. So that's the question, what is there goes according to Yudhi then, the Nukma B'mezid. Let's say maybe the Mishnah said, but we did a B'mezid. He made the Shechit and Shabbos B'mezid. And therefore Rabbi Meir goes according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir also agrees that B'mezid is Le Yechel. He only says B'shogig Yechel. But B'mezid he agrees. So maybe the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Meir and talking about B'mezid. So let's talk about nothing like this. The Torah goes, the Mishnah says, Dum Yidum Kippurim. It says, if you Shecht on Shabbos, has the same Aloch like Yom Kippur, that what Ma Yom Kippur, just like on Yom Kippur itself. Because the mind said Yom Kippur, not Larit on Yom Kippur. So even if you made the Shechit to B'shoigeg, Shechit is not Larit on Yom Kippur. If so, Af Chochinam, when Mishnah starts off saying Ashechit to Shabbos, it also means the same thing. That Loishna B'shoigeg, Loishna B'mezid, Loyochol. That whether the Shechit was done B'mezid, whether the Shechit was done B'shoigeg, in both cases it's Loyochol on Shabbos. So it can go according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir holds B'shoigeg, you're not eating on Shabbos. So if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav, that if you do it B'shoigeg, it's also Tirid B'yayin. So Meir says, Mi Motzes Muk Mislo B'shoigeg. For Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible to say our Mishnah is talking about B'shoigeg. And therefore goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's why it's also B'yayin. The Mishnah says, For Alpha Pishim Eschayim Ben Ashikatoni. Even though Yechayiv Misa, still the Shechita is a good Shechita. So Kor Pasha, the Mishnah means you did it B'mezid. Because he was talking about B'mezid, not B'shoigeg. So when it says Nohofi Kama, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Alpha Pidi B'mezid, Mishchayiv B'nashrihu, even if a person makes a Shechita on Shabbos B'mezid, he's Chayiv Misa, but Nohofi the B'shoigeg, here if a person did it B'shoigeg, Lohofi Shechita Sekshayra, that the Shechita is Kashif him, he's Larit from the Shechita. But when, that's what Rav adds in Gemara, only after Shabbos, not on Shabbos, because on Shabbos is also by Bayayim, according to Abiyuda. So I think Moshe is good, but still, the Nukma, why don't we say the Mishnah goes, Rabbi Yechonah Sandal, the Yom, he says, Loishno B'shoigeg, Loishno B'mezid, Loyochol. And maybe, the Mishnah means in both cases, but there's B'shoigeg, B'mezid, Loyochol, true Daimah to Yom Kippur, and therefore it's Loyochol. And then it goes according to Rabbi Yechonah Sandal. So Moshe says, no. If Yechonah Sandal, Kamifla Gibbim Mitzvah Shabbos L'Acherim, V'lo Loi, according to Yechonah Sandal, the only Nafka Minori is on Mitzvah Shabbos, could somebody else eat it or not? That if it did a B'shoigeg, yes, but may it not. But V'lo Loi, the person himself that made the Shechit even B'shoigeg, it's also Tim Tidit, even after Shabbos. Now, Tana Didan, but our Tana, our Mishnah says, Shchitos Aksheru Katani. Our Mishnah says the Shchit is Kasha. Mashma, such a Shchit, you not eat from it. And Leishna Loid, Leishna Lacheren. Mashma is no different whether it's for you or for somebody else. That there is going to be a Het if you eat it. So according to Yechonah Sandal, there is no such Het. He owes the person that makes the Shchit on Shabbos, it's Nesna Fim Leilam, even B'shegeg. So the kid said that's not called Shchitos Aksheru. So our Mishnah for sure cannot go according to Yechonah. So in Yishayah, the Mishnah goes according to Yudah or Rabbi Meir, I was talking about the Shagig of the Mazid. That's a deal, just like on Yom Kippur, you can't eat it even B'Shagig, or in Shabbos also, we're talking about even B'Shagig, you can't eat it. That only goes according to Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Meir. Yeah. So that's the Maskana. So when Rav said in our Mishnah, that Asura Baiba Yom, it's going according to Yehuda Shita. So if you do a Malacha on Shabbos, even B'Shagig, it's also to have an offer from it, Baiba Yom. Now the Gemara says, Toni Tono Kami de Rav. A Tana learned in front of Rav like this, that Hamavasho B'Shabbos B'Shagig. If somebody cooks food on Shabbos by mistake, so Yechel, he'll not eat from it. B'Mezid Lo Yechel. But if he cooks B'Mezid, then Lo Yechel. U'mashtuk Lo Rav, and Rav told that person to be quiet, just to say you're wrong. In other words, that person, who is passing like Rabbi Meir. So if you do it B'Shagig, he'll not eat. And the Chorav Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that even if you do a B'Shagig, still on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's the question, my time of Mashtiklei, what's the reason why did Rav tell that Tana like to be quiet, as if to say, like you're 100% wrong? You learn if you want to tell me Mishum this real like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that even B'Shagig is also by the Yom. The Tana, Tani, Rabbi Meir, and this Tana said over the Rach like Rabbi Meir, that if you do a B'Shagig, it's Mutati by the Yom. The question is, Mishum the Sphere like Rabbi Yehuda, since Rav, even if Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, does it make sense to say that Man the Tonic Rabbi Meir, Mashtiklei? If another Tana said over Allah like Rabbi Meir, he would tell him to be quiet. Like Mashtiklei, keep him quiet, Mashmi is wrong. You can't tell him like that, but there is a shit like that, it's Rabbi Meir Shita. He could say, good, I argue on you, I heard like Rabbi Yehuda, but not to be Mashtik. Mashtik means he's 100% wrong. But secondly, me sov like Rabbi Yehuda, is it true that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda? I've omar Rav Chonon, or Ami, that ki moiru nu Rav le Talmidei, when Rav paskins his Talmidim in Hilchos Shabbos, moiru nu Rabbi Meir. He paskin like Rabbi Meir. Then Nechnami, that b'shoigi takas mutatid by Bayoim. That's the way he told his own Talmidim. In other words, that's what he really held. But the chidorish papirka, when he gave a drush on Shabbos in front of everybody, Doris Rabbi Yehuda. Why Mishumami Oretz? Because there by the drush, all type of people came. There were even people don't want to look so well. So for them, he didn't want to be making so much. He didn't want to tell them that if you chef B'Shagig, you'll not eat. Because they may come to make mistakes and do it on purpose. So if from the Pirka and make the drush of a Rabbin, there he is Machlok Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But it's Mashma Rav himself really holds like Rabbi Meir. So why did he tell the Tana to be quiet? V'chitema, maybe you'd answer me. V'chitema, maybe you'll say, Tana b'pirkei, Tana kamei, that this Tana was giving it to Russia. He was in the middle of giving it to Russia, so that's why Rav told him to be quiet. So Mora says, Oto kulu yamu l'toni tzaisi, l'yamoru tzaisi. No, people don't listen to the Tana anyway. They listen to the Yamoru, the interpreter. Rashi Rabbi Meir Yeshayna Mishnah Zu B'Yem Ad Rasha Rechai Shalom Nesu Shlishmo Otu Wa Dinei Knesset Abel Mishmoy Masha Dorish Masha Rav Dorish B'Tayna Tzayis Eklemo B'Yemash Meis Mishmoy Min HaTamid Ma Yesh Mishom Yeramorot Shetroi Oymei B'Fnei Rav U Mashmi Le Rabin Mash Rosh Ad Rasha Lochus Le Elov Hoyeshem. The Rav of the middle giving it to Rasha and somebody came in and told him this halacha. Even so, what should he be afraid about? People are not going to listen to this Talmud or this Tana. The people are going to listen to Rav that's giving the Joshua. Like Rav is going to tell the interpreter what to say. So even still, Rav should have told them, like, be quiet. He just should have said, I understand what you're saying. But now, Baravim, I'm passing in the Chumrah like Rav Yehuda. So then it says, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Tana Sheikhet Tana Kami Barav. This Tana learned a lot about a Sheikhet. If someone makes a Shechit on Shabbos in front of Rav, it said like this, that ha Sheikhet b'Shabbos b'Sheikhet Yechel. If someone makes a Shechit on Shabbos, if he does it, b'Sheikhet Yechel, not eat from the meat. The Mezid lo Yechel. You do the Shechit of the Mezid on Shabbos lo Yechel. That's what this Tana said in front of Rav. So this Omalei, so Rav said back to that Tana, my Daitcha, who do you want to go according to that? You say b'Sheikhet Yechel, not eat from it. You want to tell them the Rabbi Meir, go to the court of Rabbi Meir. But even so, I tell you, Ad kam like to show Rabbi Meir, but no one was Rabbi Meir matter, ele b'mevashel, the royal locus. Only if somebody cooks something on Shabbos, that it's edible. Avo sheichet, if somebody just makes a shchit on Shabbos, the yain royu loch is not fit to eat it, like you can't eat raw meat. If so, loy, it's not fit, it's like muksa. Rashi says, avo sheichet b'sheichet nidi is a Shabbos leka mishum muksa miyasur. It should be yasa mishum muksa. The b'nashmosh behevi chaz lochas. B'nashmosh as it wasn't fit to eat. As Rashi explains, only by regular cooking, just saying that you could have eaten it raw, and now that you cooked it, it's edible, so now you're not eating it on Shabbos. Al b'sheich b'shav Rashi says, nidi is a Shabbos leka, but because he did a b'sheigeg, but muksa miyasur, the b'nashmosh behevi chaz lochas. Then a shmoshi can't even chew it. As she says, call the achilish like a dark core crisis. Yeah. So as the chuz yes, the cash even caught to Rabbi Meir, the piece of meat like should have been muksa. The beginning of Shabbos wasn't fit to eat it. So it's not edible at all, it should be muksa. Yeah. I was sure that the Meir, for the Meir's question, I go, must not send the Sheikha to. Our Mishnah is talking about Sheikhet, and still, the Yama Rav Huna, that Dorish Chia Barav, Mishmei Derav, Asura Bachil Liyayma, that Rav Takadashin, and even when Mishnah says the Shechit is Ksheira, but it only means after Shabbos, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can eat from the meat. Now, the Nasvan Chavah, the Talmidim Yeshiva wanted to say, the name they thought to say, that when Rav said Asura, he meant Rabbi Yehudi, only because of the question of Yehuda. Because that's the thing, Rabbi Yehudi said, if you do Malacha, even Meshaggy, you toss the Bachila by the Yom. Mashma Rabbi Meir Shorin. Mashma Kontra Rabbi Meir, though, it'll be Mutter Tidit. That's what Rav had to say on the Kontra of Yehuda. So how could Rav now hold even Kontra Rabbi Meir toss the Bachila? So let's say like this. Kishor Rabbi Meir true. When would a Kontra Rabbi Meir, would it be Mutter Tidit from the Shkita on Shabbos? Going Shehoyah Lachel Mubay Yom. Only if somebody had a sick person.